Ephesians chapter number 6. And for sake of reading, we will go down to verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. You can continue reading that on your own when you're home, this chapter. The Apostle Paul is letting the Ephesians know that there is a certainty for the children of God, and that is this, is that we are going to wrestle against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. And he tells us to take unto us the whole armor of God, that we might be able to stand. In other words, you're going to need these things to be able to stand. And so tonight I'm talking about a soldier's spiritual warfare. God looks at us as a soldier. A soldier of Jesus Christ. He called us in one place to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Endure hardness as a good soldier. He tells us. He sees us as a soldier, and he sees us again here. And as I was looking at this, I always like to look at what is being said in the context. And so Paul, he's in verse 10, he says, finally, after he had said other things, he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Now, he had talked in chapter number 5 about us walking in love, walking as the children of light. He gave us instruction on the home. And I want to tell you what, the home is where we're going to face a lot of our battles. Most of our problems, are you listening to me? And most of our warfare, it surrounds us and our family. We're praying men for our wives, wives praying for their husbands, parents praying for their children, children praying for their parents. Praying for those that are sick in our families. Praying for those that are lost in our family. Praying for those that are being led astray. It surrounds and encompasses, it's like our family is where the battleground is the hottest. For us, anyway. Amen? But it's everywhere. You know, if I'm having a sunshiny day, that doesn't mean that the battle's not on. Some of you may be in the hottest days of your battle while I'm enjoying sunshine and vice versa. But Paul, he mentions right here in this chapter some things. He talked about the very first thing, children, obey your parents. And then he said in verse 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That's the father's job. You know why? He is the authority in the home. He's going to be the one to say, this is how things are in our house. Amen? He has to make that final decision. And so he deals with the home. You know, if our children, if we don't know how to raise our children, if our children don't know how to obey their parents, we've lost a great battle. Lost a great battle. Because that's going to reflect what kind of a person they are in the church, if they are in church. Or if they're even saved. But there's so much in that, I can't get into all that. I'd like to at another time and try to help us to see how to war for our home, how to war for our marriage, how to fight the devil and all the powers and the wickedness that comes against us every day. But when he said, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. See, that's, we need to realize that's where our strength is. It's in the Lord. I'm not strong in myself. I'm not strong enough to take on the devil myself. You aren't either. The Bible said Michael the archangel durst not bring railing accusations against Satan, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. Why? Because he's a powerful enemy. He's a strong enemy. He's the one that brought a battle against the Lord in heaven. And he lost. He was cast out. But he did bring a battle. He is a powerful foe. If he's strong enough to bring a battle against our Lord in heaven, then what do you think he could do against us? So we need to be strong in the Lord. That's where our victory is, and in the power of his might, in God's power. So we need to find out where that power is, the power of his might. We need to know where that strength is and engage it. First, he said, put on the whole armor of God. These are the believer's resources that we're going to need if we're going to experience the power of God. If we're going to experience the power of God to fight against the foes of God, then you and I are going to need the armor of God. Not my own armor, but the armor of God. If I'm even going to be able to stand, I need the armor of God on. You need the armor of God. And he tells us what that armor is. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now look what he says here, for we wrestle not, a spiritual conflict a spiritual conflict, for we wrestle not. That's what he's talking about here. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It'd be one thing, brother Ronnie, if I just saw that it was, you. If I could see my enemy. If I could just go up to him and grab him and throw him down. But you and I can't see him. It's not flesh and blood. When you think, and I've said this here before, when you think it's that person that makes you the maddest, that's not where the warfare is. They're just being used. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. That person that makes you the maddest, that's not where your warfare is. That person that does you the dirtiest, you're not wrestling. You need to remember, I wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's, my fight is not against them. It's the one controlling them. It's the one guiding them. So we have this spiritual conflict, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, I went back and reviewed some of these things because I wanted it to be fresh on my mind. What exactly am I wrestling against? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against, first thing, principalities. And I looked that up, and it comes from the word arch or arc, like arch enemy. And it is arch rulers. Principalities, these are rulers. I mean real rulers, real forces against powers. That's an influence or a force that is superhuman. Powers. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. The world thinks that the devil, and evil is just, thought. It's just thought. No, there's a superhuman spiritual force. These principalities and powers. In Jesus' day, you and I could read about these powers. There were children that were thrown into the fire. Not of themselves, but of that spiritual force that had a hold of them, that lifted them and threw them in the fire. Are you listening to me? I'm talking about demonic influence, these powers that be. And again, intellectual. They knew Jesus when they saw him, knew his name. Didn't they? They knew him. They knew exactly. I mean, they have intellect. They're not just floating around and have no knowledge of what's going on, like you see in hot. No, they are very much aware. Those demons over there in the book of Acts, they were intellectual power. I'm talking about a force, a superhuman darkness. Are you listening to me? And also that word comes from, it denotes blindness. Against the rulers of the darkness, that intellectual darkness, that blindness. That blindness, the Bible talks about a blindness. It's talking about a spiritual blindness. The mind being blinded. the rulers of the darkness, they are the ones that are blinding people. They want to blind, envelop their mind. You wonder how that people could believe such lies and follow after them as if they're truth. They're blinded. Their minds are blinded. How people, the Bible talked about it, and we're seeing it. How they can call evil good and call good evil. They are blinded. Blinded in their intellect. Their intellect, their conscience is being seared as with a hot iron. And so we wrestle against these principalities, these arch rulers, these influential forces. Principalities and powers against the rulers, world rulers. This is an epithet for Satan. You know what an epithet is, don't you? It's like a name attached. That's what you know him by. Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. That's an epithet. When you say King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you know who that is. Well, this is one of those rulers of the darkness of this world. That's Satan. Satan, rulers of the darkness of this world. Or the ruler. Amen. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Satan, the ruler of darkness, the supernatural power in high places, heavenly. In the air. Very much in touch with this world and this world system. Motivating men. Don't you know that this world and this world is only going to get worse and more wicked and more evil and more corrupt? Why? Because the spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this world. That's why we're in this world, but we're not of this world. And God tells us that we, listen, don't you think that it is an upset to Satan that church doors are still open? I promise you, he would like nothing better than for every building that ever had a cross on it, that ever preached the gospel, to be shut down and burned to the ground and never to be remembered. Are you listening to me? That's the spiritual wickedness that we're talking about. If nobody ever told anybody else about the good news of Jesus Christ, he'd be tickled to death that nobody is being a witness unto the Lord. Amen. You and I are facing dark days. God commands us to be strong in the Lord, to be strong in His power, to put on the whole armor of God, to stand, to take a stand. Amen? Somewhere you got to take a stand. Somewhere you've got to draw the line. Somebody's got to take a stand. Somebody's got to say, this is as far as it's going. Amen? Wouldn't it be good if we started backing up and drawing some lines, and back up a little more and draw some lines? Maybe get us back to the way they were 100 years ago. Boy, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? I know there's corruption then. There's corruption's always been. But I'll tell you what, it's openly unashamed right now. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness. The spiritual warfare, the wiles that Satan uses. You and I have to stand against that. We must resist the devil. The Bible said, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you. The answer for you and I to be able to stand, to be able to war a good warfare, is to put on God's armor and to draw nigh to God. We know the Word of God is a sharp two-edged sword. We know that is where any death blow would come from, if there is one. That's where the cutting comes from. When Jesus was tempted of Satan, it was the Word of God 3 times that caused Satan to eventually leave. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand. And then verse 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. So it's one thing to stand, then there's another thing to withstand. See, you can stand, you can take a stand and stand, but then you've got to be able to withstand. You've got to be able to endure where you're standing. Because Satan wants to knock you and me from where we're standing. How many churches have turned from where they've always stood? How many? They're everywhere. And it's sad. This is not a boast. It's heartbreaking that they don't even know what Bible to use anymore. They'll use anything. The music that they listen to and promote, it's anything. It's what all's new. Nobody's withstanding where they have always stood. The pressures that'll come in the home, parents, with your children, you have to withstand. You have to stand where you're standing. Then you have to withstand the constant. Why can't I? Why can't we? Everybody else is. You have to withstand that. You have to know why you're standing where you're standing. Amen? That way you can help them to withstand. Listen, it's not enough just to say, this is where I stand. You've got to know why you stand the way you stand. You've got to have something to stand on. Amen. We've got to have something to stand on. If I don't have the Word of God to stand on, then I ain't got anything to stand on. I have no foundation. You have no foundation. But if I have a Scripture, I've got a foundation. This is why. Somebody says, well, why do you even do that? Well, why do you believe that? Or well, why are you in Zach that up at the church? This is why. What the scriptures, what the Lord said. Amen? That's the authority. That's it. That's part of the armor of God. Amen? You start swinging the sword, amen, they'll back up. You'll know you've got something to wield before the world. And we must wield it before the world. That helmet of salvation, I mean the knowledge of assurance, amen. The mind of Christ, I mean of knowing you're a son and a daughter of God. Got to put that on. Why? Because if the devil can keep me constantly doubting and wrestling over my salvation, then I'll never wrestle with him over anything else. I'll never wrestle with him over anything else. If I'm always wrestling, well, am I saved? I don't. You know, sometimes I don't know. You know, did I say everything right? Did I do everything just right? He'll keep you there your whole life. He'll keep you right there. And you'll never be able to wrestle him against him and stand against him and withstand what he brings against you. Nothing. You'll be right there. Bless your heart. Don't stay right there. Amen. The Bible tells us, let every man work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. Get it settled. Amen. Makes you get it under the blood. Amen. Honor him by faith. That's right. Amen. Honor him by faith. Put your faith in the Son of God. Put your faith in his blood. Amen. Put your faith in his cross. And stand with Paul. Our glory in nothing save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God help us. He tells us about, you know, what we're wrestling against. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, all these things. Take unto you the whole armor of God. Wherefore? Because of who he is. Because of his warfare. Because of his military might. Get the whole armor. Take unto you the whole armor. See, it's special armor. It's special armor. It is designed for the soldier. It is designed specifically for the soldier. And if God tells me I can put this armor on, a lot of times in our minds we immediately think of, you know, like, you remember when they tried to put on all that armor on David? That coat of mail? He couldn't even walk. That was Saul's armor. I mean, it was hanging off of him. He couldn't even hardly pick up his hand to swing his sword. He said, I've not proved these. Listen, this is proved. And if God said, I need to put all of this on so that I can wrestle, then I'll be able to wrestle with it on. That's the power of God, that I'll have liberty to wrestle with every piece of armor on. The helmet ain't going to get in my way. Amen. The shield ain't going to be in my way. The sword ain't going to be out of place. Amen. What I'm girt about with, it's not going to hinder me from standing. Amen. The shoes, they're not going to be uncomfortable, too tight. Amen. Hard on them. No. Everything's going to make me a more capable warrior. Amen. You can have faith. Listen, that's what this whole thing's about, faith. The just shall live by faith. And it's you and I having faith that if we'll put the armor on, we'll have what? The power of God upon us. Amen. See, in my mind, Brother Jerry Lee, I get to thinking, well, if I put this armor on, then, you know, just within me, I'll be more capable. But look. He said first, finally, my brethren, verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. How do we do this? Put on the whole armor of God. You see, with the armor of God comes the power of His might. There's power in His armor. We're in a spiritual warfare. You see, because you can have this armor on, and you, listen, every one of us, you can't see us wearing it, but it's on. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. The helmet that I've got on, that you've got on, you can't see it right now, but it ain't hindering me a bit. From lowering my head in prayer. Amen. The breastplate. Amen. The sword that is so powerful and so heavy. Listen, it ain't hindering me a bit from raising my hands. It endows us with His power. When we take unto us the whole armor of God. Well, it's like the Israelites marching with the Ark of God. Was it their strength that won the battle, or was it God's strength coming from the ark? It was God's strength coming from the ark. Would it be our strength? No, it's going to be God's strength coming from the armor. Amen? It's His armor. It's the armor of God. It's God's armor. It's God's spiritual armor for me and you. Amen? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, those influential forces, superhuman powers, intellectual darkness that blinds, amen, the rulers of this underworld, Satan himself. Hey, this armor will protect you and I from all of that. It will cause us to be able to endure, to stand, to withstand all that He brings. Well, that's good to know. You read that armor of God. Let me read it real quick. I'm not going to preach it all. Verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. See, Satan can't do a thing with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, not my own. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Amen. Think about that. The gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now let me give you something right here. Everything I read from verse 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 is God's spiritual armor. We can't see it. Except at the end of verse 17 when he said, and the sword of the Spirit. Now, I don't see that, but he said, which is the Word of God. I can see that. The connection between our realm and that spiritual realm. Look what he says, praying always with all prayer. Now we're doing something that we physically do that benefits us in the highest form in the spiritual realm. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. What did Jesus tell his disciples over and over and over? Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Just one thing you and I have to do is get past our flesh to be able to do this spiritual thing. It's to watch and pray. I think the praying and the watching, I really believe it's like igniting a fire. It's like turning the power switch on. The armor that God gives us, listen, it is alive and it is powerful. God gives it to us to war, the warfare. I tried to preach this in sort of an encouraging way tonight to maybe stir your pot a little bit. But this is serious business. This is serious business. We have an enemy. We have an enemy that's after every one of us. He'd love. Listen, don't look at me and say, "Well, you know, we don't need to pray for him. He's a pastor. He's spiritual enough. He can take it." Don't look at me that way. Because without the prayers of God's people, without God's help, I'd fall flat on my face in 10 seconds. Any one of us, we have to have one another's prayers. We're not above reproach. We need to live above it, don't we? The Bible tells us that things can happen and tear us down. The devil would like to tear us down. Bring us down. Bring this house down. Amen. Thank God that we can pray for one another. One thing at the end, and I'm done. Verse 18, when Paul said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, he's telling us as believers to do that. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I mean, this armor that God gives me, God gives you, that we could take a stand and that we could withstand where we took a stand. We use that armor, especially when we pray for one another, we're praying for one another to persevere. If I get in the place where I've got an audience with God, I need to tell him about you too. God help them to persevere. Jesus told Peter, he said, I prayed for you. How many times over and over through the scripture he tells us, pray for one another. It's important that we pray for one another, that we'd persevere. The perseverance of the saints, that we would overcome those battles, amen, that we're going through. God, help them to overcome this. Help them to get through this. Amen. Praise God. We can work together as an army, as soldiers of the Lord. I don't ever want to try to go alone, do you? Amen. Let's all stand. I'm done. Bless your heart. Thank you for listening. Let's just have a word of prayer to dismiss. And again, thank you for being here tonight on this Wednesday evening. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we love you. And God, I do thank you, dear Lord Jesus, for your precious words. I thank you for every soul that's here. And God, I pray that you would encourage their hearts. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, Father, would you take your word and God speak to the hearts of every child of God that's here and open their mind to something in your word, God, in a special way. Dear Lord, enlarge them. God, I pray that their joy may be full. God, that their peace, Lord Jesus, would pass all understanding. I pray that God, you'd help each one here tonight to overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, to persevere, to get past those things that torment them, God, that they are in battle with. Lord, give us the victory. God, we thank you for giving us the victory. Lord, we claim it by faith. Lord Jesus, we trust you. We trust in your power. We know that you have all power in heaven and in earth. And Lord, we thank you, God, that we can put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand and that we may be able to withstand. Dear Lord Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor for all that you have done and all that you will do for us. And we do ask it this evening in Jesus' name. Amen.